The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. If you're just joining us, check us out on Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or go to Bradley Dean Double E, two different websites, one fan page, one personal page, and or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account, and or you can call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Now, friends, what we've been doing is talking about conspiracy theory no more. We got caught up on the Bushes over the first hour and going from September 11th and then talking. By the way, it's the Hegelian dialectic. What they like to do is take two steps forward and then take one step back. At least they got their foot in the door. And what we do is we pay attention to how they operate. Mm-hmm. And then when they're calling for a new world order, we also pay attention to the George Bush seniors that actually are saying that we're calling for a new world order over 212 times from the presidential pulpit. And then he said, out of chaos, see, friends, they're telling on themselves. Right. Out of chaos can we create. Who's creating the chaos? You'll find that terrorism, for the most part, friends, is a political battering ram. And I'm not saying that there's not real terrorists out there. I'm simply saying that a lot of it's created. And if that's the case, you know, if someone was to send some sort of a threat to some federal let's just say the president of the United States.
Right.
Friends, they'd have him in a minute.
Oh, yeah.
But we have all these terrorists we just can't put our finger on, can't we?
Where did they go? Where are they hiding?
Yeah, technologically, they're so far ahead of the game.
They're in caves somewhere.
Yeah, I guess now we're second rate rather than our government being the number one government in as far as our technology goes. We're supposed to be the best in the world. Well, what happened to that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it only comes into effect when it's needed, friends. Okay? As long as there's terrorists, the great question I would propose to anybody that questions anything that we brought forth, because I'm only giving you facts here, and I'm giving it to you straight from their mouths, their quotes, and facts in the congressional record, friends. It's all there. Who wins? Hey, friends, since September 11th, who's winning here, friends?
Mm-hmm.
Is it the American people or is it the government? Who's encroaching upon who?
Exactly.
Government's purpose is to ensure your rights, not to strip them away under the guise of terrorism.
Yep.
Who is it working for, friends? That's all I've got to ask
you. You know, it's interesting you say that about encroachments, because James Madison even knew this back at the foundation of our country. He said, I believe there are more instances of the abridgment of the freedom of the people by gradual and silent encroachments of those in power than by violent and sudden usurpations. We are seeing a little bit of, we are stripping away rights slowly but surely, kind of like that two steps forward, one step back. People rejoice and say, well, they didn't get this far, but yeah, they got the foothold that they wanted. And so they keep pushing the agenda slowly forward.
That's right.
It's up to the people to say, no, the line is in the sand. We say enough is enough. That's what the people of America have to come to.
I'm going to say this one more time, then we're going to play this out. It's factual information on conspiracy theory no more. But I want you again to listen to Douglas MacArthur and what he said of the United States government back in 1957. He said, our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear. Who? The government. It's kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fever. What are we seeing today? With the cry of grave national emergency, always, that's how they pass executive orders. By the way, friends, unconstitutional, therefore unlawful, null and void. Always, there has been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we did not blindly rally behind the government that pushes the fear in the first place.
Patriot
so therefore,
Act.
Then who is pushing the fear? Who is actually creating?
You know what's so good to note about this is that this is back in 1957.
Yes. Who warned
this
us?
This is going on back in 1957. Here we are in 2014. It's the same thing, different day. I think that's very powerful, the year that he said that, to say, listen, that's so familiar. Why is that still familiar today? There's so many things and question marks that need to be answered, that need exclamation points behind them rather than question marks.
Well, I got some pretty interesting information here, because we were warned by Eisenhower in the 50s concerning the military-industrial complex. And if you guys want to listen to this really quick, I promise we're going to get to the second part of the show, Conspiracy Theory No More. But this, friends, is great stuff, and it's coming straight from Mr. Eisenhower himself. And again, when we have a president that's willing to stand up and warn the American people, by the way, before Kennedy was assassinated, isn't it interesting? Our president at that time was warning. By the way, he wasn't all the way around a great guy. Mm-hmm. He did a lot of bad stuff himself. But I want you to listen carefully as to what Eisenhower said back in the 1950s. I'm sorry. Dwight D. Eisenhower exit speech on January 17th, 1961. I am sorry. I was not around then. Forgive me, for I know not what I do. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
It's real short.
Good evening, my fellow Americans. We now stand 10 years past the midpoint of a century that has witnessed 4 major wars among great nations.
Okay.
Until the latest of our world conflicts, the United States had no armaments industry. American makers of plowshares could, with time and as required, make swords as well. But we can no longer risk emergency improvisation of national defense. We have been compelled to create a permanent armaments industry of vast proportions. Added to this, 3.5 million men and women are directly engaged in the defense establishment. Now, this conjunction of an immense military establishment and a large arms industry is new in the American experience. The total influence, economic, political, even spiritual, is felt in every city, every state house, every office of the federal government. We recognize the imperative need for this development, yet we must not fail to comprehend its grave implications. Our toil, resources and livelihood are all involved. So is the very structure of our society. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes. We should take nothing for granted. Only an alert and knowledgeable citizenry can compel the proper meshing of the huge industrial and military machinery of defense with our peaceful methods and goals, so that security and liberty may prosper together.
Well, there you have it.
Mm-hmm. The warning.
What did he
only
need to say?
Only an informed citizenry.
Yes.
To kind of keep these people in check.
Yep.
And what have we become? What have we done with that warning?
Well, we've seen right after Eisenhower took off, and then we had actually Kennedy come into office. He got shot down like a dog in the street, said the FBI director. And then we find that Johnson himself wanted to perpetuate the war in Vietnam, which was unconstitutional. And we can see exactly the warning that Eisenhower gave was applicable to those times, but it went unheeded. But there was enough people at that time to actually stand up against it. But there was still a loss of 58,121 men and women that were sent and died on the behalf of the military complex. We'll be right back after this break. Conspiracy Theory No More, right after this break. We were told this week that, Bradley, you have a reputation of being aggressive. That if you want things to work, then don't rock the boat.
What to work? The boat is sinking, America, and America better start patching up the holes and find a new captain.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
I didn't know that it was my job to withhold the truth from men. Sorry, brother, but my ministry's not for sale. If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. There is no other way.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
You set a light throughout the world, America, through justice. Because justice is the guardian of liberty.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
You see, a nation ceases to be a Republican only when the will of the majority ceases to be the law. America, you are the law under God. Justice is the call of the American people, so I ask, what is the guardian of liberty? Justice is, and you are the law.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We've had some people hanging on here for a while. We got Ken from Central Illinois. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. We got Bradley and Jake.
And Jake?
Hey, Bradley.
Oh. Stephanie. Oh. Hello, how are you doing,
I
Ken?
I said it. Oh, my goodness.
Good.
It has been a
Love
while.
Love your show. Love your show. Listen to it every day.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Awesome. Sorry about that, Steph. Will you do forgive me?
I forgive you.
Okay. Go ahead, my friend.
Yeah.
It's in the copy. Go ahead.
On your screener, I'm kind of confused. I listen to your show every day, and I get on fire. I want to go rock the boat and get people woke up to fight this criminal government. Then I go to church on Sunday, I think 3 weeks ago, and we have a sermon about you have to submit to the government whether it's evil or not, because God ordained the government, and whatever the government wants to do, you have to abide by. And it just didn't sit well with me. I almost got up and walked out.
Well, he has an evolutionary view of what government is. He believes that you derive your privileges from the state rather than your rights from God. When you read the Declaration of Independence, we can see that our rights were derived from our Creator, given unto us by our Creator. And those in government actually derive their powers from the consent of we, the governed. So government is an extension of who we are. And by the way, let me just go back to what you said at the very beginning. Criminal government, we're dealing with crime in government. And I want to make sure that everybody understands there's a lot of good people in government. So government is a good... It's a good deal for a youth way of saying it, friends. It's a good plan because God established government through Exodus 18:21. He established a republican, constitutional republican, which we have today, which is known as common law, which was given by the Mosaic Institution. That would be Moses. But going back to catch up as to what you're saying now, my friend, keep in mind, when you look in Scripture, can you tell me who Abraham fought off? Can you tell me who Moses fought off, the meekest man alive? Who did he go confront? Can you tell me who...
Did Daniel obey the unlawful decree?
Yeah, can Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, did Jesus do that? Remember he said, go tell that fox. What about John the Baptist? He lost his head. Who is he calling out for all of his evils? He was calling out the king. And when we look in Scripture, nowhere... And if you can find this, I want you to call me. As a matter of fact, call me out right now on the radio. Show me in Scripture where we're to allow or to submit that which God condemns.
That's
anywhere
right.
In Scripture. Please tell me.
You're not going to find it.
Yeah, I mean, what our preachers before that we have to, follow the rules and regulations to submit as long as it doesn't go against God's will, which, you know, I agree with that.
Well, let's
then this last sermon was, you know, whatever they want to do, you know, you have to submit. It was just like, almost like the propaganda the Christian church did during Hitler's reign.
Exactly.
In Romans 13.
That's
like, go along with it. And our church, I mean, this has been caused a real problem with my family and some of the people in church. I mean, I tell people we're not getting a Cadillac ride out of here, just like you say.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
And our church, and even like I was raised, you know, I'm 45 years old, been going to church since I was in my mama's womb, and that's what I believe. But I've been last few years, I'm coming around thinking it's like, well, why would God raise up an army and just, you know, out of here? So everybody says, just sit back, be calm, relax, don't rock the boat. We're going to be, raptured out of here before anything bad happens. So just don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Just let America go to hell in a handbasket, and we're going to be raptured from responsibility, right?
Pretty much. And
unscriptural, Karen.
In my soul,
not in the Word.
That doesn't sit well. Every time I hear that, it's like, that's not right.
It's not. Yeah. It's not scriptural. Yeah. And herein lies the problem. Go back to Germany. Who were Hitler's youth? They were the church groups, the youth groups in Germany. This isn't nothing new under the sun. When you have over 300,000 pulpits in America standing down while a government advocates the murder of over 4,000 babies in the womb and they attempt to justify themselves, are they not justly damned? When you look at the greatest advocate to the homosexual agenda in America, it's because of the 300,000 pulpits that stand down in the face of what they should be standing up against. And the problem is they look at the government as being, hey, we have no king but King Caesar, rather than Jesus Christ the King. See, they allow the Christ to be crucified while they try to prop themselves up by hiding themselves under the arm of the flesh, namely, back in the day, Caesar. And what did it bring about? 40 years later, they were completely destroyed in every sense of the word. You should read the judgments in John Fox's Book of Martyrs. It is incredible. God is not mocked. And what we're seeing today is the reason we are where we're at today. Let me say this really clear, Ken. The reason we are where we're at today is because of the professed church. Because John Adams, the president of the United States, the second president, said when the church is called to be the moral compass of society, when that goes, everything else goes. These preachers are nothing but whores in the sight of a just and a holy God. They are an absolute joke. Then they wonder why they have to use means to have pizza parties and they have to allure people through fleshly means to get people to come into their building. Those churches are set to be barracks to train up the troops to go out and seek and save that which is lost, but they're not doing that. What they're doing is they're covering for Caesar because at length, my friend, they're covering for themselves because they know within themselves they're not keeping the commandments of God no more than the devil is. They're warring against him.
Yeah, and when you're talking about, you know, submitting to the government, well, listen, like we just talked about, Daniel did not submit to the unlawful decree. Elijah went against King Ahab and Jezebel. John the Baptist, Christ said, go tell that fox when he was speaking of Herod. So when you're going back and forth, the Lord says, like Bradley just said, thou shalt not kill. Is he going to contradict himself and say submit to a government that murders and kills babies in the womb or that goes against God's law, perjury, Ten Commandments? God is not going to tell you to submit to that.
No. Ken, I got a question for you. You know, these born-again preachers, isn't it interesting that they're born of an undefiled seed? They're born by the Spirit of a holy and just God. And the Bible says the love of God has been shed abroad in their hearts. Yet Scripture tells us that God hates hands that shed innocent blood. But for some reason, they're advocating a government to go ahead and submit themselves to it that does advocate the murder contrary to what God commands. It shows you their hypocrisy every step of the way. And it sickens me, and I'll tell you what, this is one topic and one situation that jacks me up more than anything, is these preachers week after week after week after week are sitting there inundating the people with the leaving of Herod, the government.
That's right.
It's okay for the homosexuals to go ahead and do what they're doing. Look what's going on in public schools. It's okay that the government is killing 4,000 babies a day. What a joke. That's why that they're not respected in this country, and this is exactly why the younger generation is looking at them and laughing at at them and say, yeah, you have nothing.
You know, I think a good question to ask your pastor would be, so do you think that the Germans who went to the Christian churches in Germany should have submitted themselves unto Hitler? Because that's what you're teaching when you're telling us to submit to our government. There are heroes like Dietrich Bonhoeffer who went against what was going on there because he knew that it was wrong before God. I mean, to say that we should submit to a criminal government that goes against the Ten Commandments of God is like saying those in Nazi Germany during Hitler's day that went to the churches should have submitted to Hitler because, well, you know, he's the guy in power. We just kind of got to submit to him. It doesn't make any sense.
I'm going to give you the last word here, Ken, but I do want to interject one more thought speaking of Hitler. Keep in mind the Christian church was coming out after the services and wiping the ashes of the Jews off of their cars that were incinerated. So, and they were justifying themselves too. And keep in mind, they had to make an allegiance. They swore to uphold by making allegiance an oath with Adolf Hitler and his government. Well, they allowed 6 million of their own people first to be killed off, and then 6 million Jews and gypsies and dissidents, those that would not agree with Hitler. He killed them off. And but yet you had the church right there going along with it, hand in glove, just saying, oh, there's nothing wrong with it. They'd come out of the church building and they'd wipe off the ashes of the dead bodies. They were justifying themselves too, my friends. But at length, God judged Germany majorly.
Not before God were they justified.
Amen. Last word, my friend.
Well, that's like I quote Thomas Jefferson and Martin Luther King Jr. and all them quotes you come up with, and people say, oh, you need don't quote man, you have to follow God. And I said, well, if the Christian church of our founding fathers thought like we did now, we wouldn't. We would still be a British colony.
Yeah, exactly. And when
One more thing.
I just want to say this. When they say, don't quote men, you got to follow God, well, then give them all the scriptural, biblical examples of the men of God in the Bible and the women who went against the unlawful decrees. If you look at Esther, I mean, you could go down the books. I mean,
all the way.
Daniel,
yep.
John the Baptist, Elijah. Just say, well, okay, then what do you make of Elijah then? Or what do you make of Daniel? That scriptural, biblical authority, they can't say, well, that's not outside the Word of God. That's smack dab in the
Nowhere
Word of God.
Can you find in Scripture God commanding anybody to give themselves over to crime in government?
That's
nowhere.
Right.
As a matter of fact, this was brought up on our screen, Ken. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that are be ordained of God. Really? Did God give power to magistrates to tell their subjects to disobey the God that gave the power in the first place? When you go up to chapter 12, this is where most of these professed hirelings miss it. When you go up to chapter 12 in Romans, verse 21, it says, be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. So how do they justify that? They can't. Thank you for the call. Great phone call.
Ken.
Stick to the word, my friend, and we can't go wrong. We're going to take a quick break, friends. I'm going to give you a couple more scriptures just to highlight what Ken just said. And I'm going to give you the word, not my opinion, as I always do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window, and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Back to the Sons of Liberty. Great, great points you just made, Ken. Really, you did. And I want to tell you, too, I want to put the challenge out to your pastors. Friends, you got any pastors that want to call in and they think they know more than the Word of God, then go ahead and have them give us a call at any time. Go ahead and have any governmental official call us in any time. And because I have documentation right here, I have the Constitution of the United States of America right in front of my face. And I want people to understand that those in government are sworn to uphold the Constitution of the United States, not tear it down and create it in their own image and call it law. It's not called law. If it stands against God's law, it cannot be enacted, said William Blackstone. He was actually one of those that established along with Charles D. Montesquieu, John Locke, and it was William Blackstone. And he's exactly right. If it stands contrary to the law of God, it's not law at all. And we need to understand that. But I would just put the challenge, the fleece out there. If you want to have your pastors call in and they think that we're supposed to submit, I want them to show us scripturally exactly what they're talking about, because I can't find it in scripture.
Yeah, and I do have to say this, you know, in common sense, if you just kind of break it down, God would not give you a command to obey someone that usurps his command.
Never.
Never.
Never. No, as a matter of fact, when you look at your founding forefathers, who did they throw? My goodness. Hey, Ken, got one for your pastors. We have a Declaration of Independence. Who did our forefathers throw off?
A
corrupt
tyrant.
Governments. They threw off corrupt government because that government would no longer be ruled by God. It's called religious freedom. And we're beginning to deal with that in this country today over the last 40 and 50 and 60 years. So when I look in Scripture, I can go to Micah, just some common sense scriptures real quick here. It says, "Thus saith the Lord concerning the prophets that make my people to err, that bite with their teeth and cry peace, and he that putteth not into their mouths, they even prepare war against him." War against who? War against God. Isn't that interesting? And that's exactly what you're seeing these hirelings doing today. Instead of defending the sheep, they're opening the doors to the wolves to go in and devour the sheep. And I've seen this since day one, friends. So this again, and when you look in history and you look at documentaries of the old dictatorships, nothing new under the sun. I also go to scripture. It says, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme or unto governors. Now listen carefully. Who do we submit to? Because I love good government, friends. Don't get me wrong. I totally love good government. Matter of fact, I got a lot of friends that are in government, a lot of friends that are cops. It says, or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him, by God, for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. Okay, for so is the will of God that with well doing you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. So who are we supposed to submit to? We're supposed to submit to godly governments.
That's right.
And then you have the other side complaining, well, that's a theocracy. Well, then what are you complaining about?
That's right.
Okay. Now, I also want to go over to the book of Psalms because David talked about this too. And he said, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Why is it that the kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see the church doing that. I seen the kings that set themselves and the rulers that set themselves against the Lord and against his anointed. We need to put this into perspective. Can you imagine the curse these preachers that Ken was talking about are bringing upon their own posterity? Because we see the curse that they're bringing upon the American people because of their lack of. And friends, again, do not forget that Protestant has meaning Protestant. And my goodness, friends, it's 338.
We got to get this conspiracy.
We do. Folks, I'm going to do my best to just shut my pie hole. That would be my mouth. And I'm going to let this play out, but it's important information.
One point real quick.
No, you're really starting to bother me.
Please, please.
You know what? You're long-winded.
Can we get a mute
button? You have way too much to
see.
Yes.
I got the mute button. Go ahead.
Oh, great.
That's part of the perks of being a producer. Anyway, no, David himself even needed correction, too. I was just thinking Nathan came to David and offered the correction, and that's, I mean, he was a good king by all standards, right, except for the one point at which he falls, but even he needed correction from the
prophet. We all do.
Right, exactly.
Yes, that's why God established government.
It's a blessing to those who listen. I mean, that's our job as Christians.
Yes.
I just want to throw that out.
Hey, everybody loves good government.
That's right. We want good government. That's our complaint. That's what we want. We want to go back to old paths, the foundations of our country.
We're pointing out the little leaven that's in
that's
the lump.
Right.
We need to get rid of it so we can have a new lump, and that being a holy lump. We
that's
want
right.
freedom. We don't want a distorted version of what they want. And friends, again, just let me bring to the point or bring to the surface here. Again, Ken, let me say this. These are the preachers today that are breeding those in government that everybody's complaining about to continuously embolden them, to continuously roll over the professed church in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Just think about that. If it wasn't for the church standing down, Psalm 78, we wouldn't be here today.
That's right. As John Adams said, the church is the moral compass of society.
That's right. That's right. Conspiracy theory no more.
Whew,
great topic.
Finally.
Ken, have your preacher call in, whatever you want to call him, okay?
1-866-233-0747. We're here 6 days a week.
Conspiracy theory no more. Here's Columbine, Waco, Oklahoma City. And again, I want to ask you the question, who committed the crimes? Here we go. In light of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting, one reflects upon past massacres and cannot help but see the similarities. Conflicting news reports on what happened and who did the killing, and the coincidental government agenda that is pushed shortly thereafter, namely gun control. On April 20th, 1999, Adolf Hitler's birthday, Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold walked into their school and went on a shooting rampage, killing 12 students and one teacher. The police stood outside for over 3 hours before finally entering into the building. Why? Immediately after the shooting, conflicting news reports came out. There are over 100 accounts of students who saw more than two shooters, more than 40 of them being able to identify the suspects. For example, student Jake Apodica was on the soccer field with his friends when he saw three men, not two, by the school shooting guns and one of them throwing a bomb on the roof. There were also numerous mysterious deaths that took place after the massacre.
To date, no one has been charged in the deaths and authorities have been tight-lipped about it. For example, Nicholas Kunzelman and Stephanie Hart, friends of Dylan Klebold, were shot dead at a Subway store on February 13, 2000, sometime before 10 p.m. Police said that they could not enter the building until 7 a.m. the following morning because they didn't have the proper search warrant. What? Yeah, you heard me right. That's got to be a first. Investigators labeled it as a professional sniper slaying. The security camera was off, and no one has been charged for their deaths to this day. In April 2009, marking the 10-year anniversary of the Columbine shooting, families of five slain students asked a federal grand jury to investigate their claims that one student, Daniel Rorbo, was shot and killed by a police officer. They even have audio of the sheriff deputy admitting he saw Daniel being killed. Yet, despite the facts, authorities have covered up the evidence, continuously maintaining that it was Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold alone who were responsible for the massacre. After the shooting, there was a major push for gun control. And ironically, the weapons Eric and Dylan used just happened to be the ones the United States government wanted to ban. Was this just the thing that needed to happen in order to push their agenda? You decide. Another interesting point to note about the Columbine shooting is that according to articles in the Denver Post, the Columbine killers fantasized about hijacking a plane and crashing it into New York City or the World Trade Towers. Friends, where would those thoughts come from? Could the government be directly involved in the massacres, especially one so highly publicized by the media? Well, what does history teach us? Here are some facts. Let's go to Waco, Texas.
Okay, for the sake of time, I don't want to highlight too much, friends, but we got to keep in mind the pharmaceutical companies were involved. There was antidepressants involved. They suppressed that information. We heard 40 eyewitnesses say there was more than two shooters in Columbine. They're mysteriously dying off, being thrown into mental hospitals and the such, friends. Two of the kids were slain by a professional sniper. It's just not what we were told. And here again, here comes in the government to jump on their opportunity. If they didn't create it, again, you have to decide. But why did they go after the guns right away?
And the friends? Same ones, like okay. You said, that were using the crime.
Exactly. There's so much more around that. There was 300 SWAT team members sitting on the curbs while those two kids were supposedly in there by themselves shooting. You also look at the footage at Columbine. A lot of it was cut and pasted. It's just a lot of weird stuff around that whole situation. And a lot of people died and are dying, friends, around the Columbine situation. But in saying that, the 300 SWAT team members armed to the hilt, Glocks, AKs, whatever they had, AR-15s, there was a tank involved. They would not go inside of that school, friends, because they said, quote, unquote, they didn't know what they were up against. So were they told to stand down?
Well,
or if that was, hey, let me put it this way, and I'm not trying to be a hard guy, but if my kids were in that public school, or let me say it this way, because I am my brother's keeper, and I'm not a respecter of persons because my father isn't. Therefore, if that love runs through me, I operate out of that love. If your kid's in there getting shot up, and you see 300 SWAT team members standing around the school, wouldn't it be in your heart to move you to get in there, regardless of your own life, to save somebody's kid?
Right.
Absolutely it would. Remember David Sanders, the teacher that was involved there? He put himself as a shield concerning the shooters to deflect what they were doing. Trying to kill the kids.
That's a hero.
He took the shots himself and
that's
he died.
Right.
By the way, he laid on the floor for over 2 hours and 45 minutes before they came in to help him, and he died in the process.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting, too, when you use that point about them saying they didn't know what they were up against. Listen, these are trained elite special forces. They are prepared for this kind of thing. You know,
they're supposed to be.
All criminal activity, every crime scene, you never know what you're up against. I mean, you
right.
don't know what you're walking into. You don't know how many people are a part of it. That's the same with every kind of crime.
Yeah.
It's chaos. It's
well, then,
disorder.
Hey, listen, if the cops don't want to go in, let the parents go
exactly.
in.
Exactly.
You know, and the parents will
mm-hmm.
go in, and they're not even going to think twice about their own life. They're going to get in there, and they're going to bust some serious
that's right.
Keister.
And the point is,
Keister.
People like Dave Sanders, who you're talking about, was bleeding for 2 hours and 45 minutes. He could have possibly been saved had they been more aggressive and
yes.
said, listen, we're going to go in and protect these kids. That's
but,
our job. That's what we're going to do.
Then you're going to ask, that. Here begs the question, what, the more killed, the more enraged are the people?
That's true.
Inside of a school? Well,
children.
You got, hey, friends, look at Sandy Hook.
Yeah, exactly.
Here you got the president crying, craving a duck, tears coming down his face, but yet he's advocating the murder of babies in the 4,000s every day, and he voted over 212 times to make sure that it happens.
What can you say?
Well,
at the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Check out the Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean's radio show. He is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High protein, high energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Conspiracy theory no more. Now we're going over to Waco. Pay close attention.
Texas Massacre, 1993. Canada Free Press came out with an article in 2010 after former Clinton advisor Dick Morris went public and stated that it was Clinton himself, not Attorney General Janet Reno, who was calling the shots during the botched invasion, leading to the death of 76 people, including 20 children. Morris said Clinton, in fact, was so ashamed about what he did in Waco that he was not going to appoint Janet Reno to a second four-year term. She told him in a meeting right before the inauguration day, "If you don't appoint me, I'm going to tell the truth about Waco." And that forced Clinton's hand. It has never been said publicly before. And one more point. Three of Clinton's personal bodyguards during his presidential campaign were killed during the siege by one of their own ATF members.
What a convenience.
Next, we see three of the four agents on the roof breaking into the window. After these agents get through the window and into the room, you will briefly see the fourth agent on the roof.
It's pretty incredible.
The film
friends.
Picks up with the fourth agent tossing something into the room. It makes no sense for him to be throwing anything at all into a room where the three ATF agents have just gone, unless he intends to injure his own men. He also fires a machine gun into the room twice without looking.
Yep.
Regardless of who's shooting, friends, from inside that room, this agent just threw what appears to have been a grenade and fired a machine gun twice into the room where his three fellow agents have just gone. All three of the agents who were sent into the window were killed.
This is Waco.
All three were Bill Clinton's bodyguards during his presidential campaign.
A convenient kill, all on film. It's on Sons of Liberty Radio.
Even former ATF members knew the higher-ups in the administration were completely criminal.
In my career with ATF, the people that I put in jail have more honor than the top administration in this organization. I know it's a sad commentary, but that's my experience with ATF.
But how was Waco sold to you, America? Let's go to the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing.
All under Clinton's administration.
Which under Clinton's administration was responsible for the deaths of 168 people, including 19 children. Carol Howe, a government informant, revealed that the federal agencies had prior knowledge of the terrorist plot and were ignoring several figures linked to the bombing. Conveniently, the ATF knew not to be in the building that day, and not one ATF member or their children are on the list of casualties. Roger Charles of ABC News interviewed Howe to release this information to the public. However, once the story was ready to air, they received a phone call from ABC 2020 in New York, canceling the program with no explanation as to why. It is interesting to note that an op-ed piece for the New York Times, Clinton associated the Tea Party movement with the terrorist bombers and Oklahoma City bombing. But just again, America, who is responsible for the crimes committed against we the people?
Just submit yourself to them, my friends.
Scores of people have died mysteriously around Clinton's administration.
147
Clinton was also
people.
Well known for running drugs in Mena, Arkansas as well.
Clinton
but
Chronicles.
Again, America, how is the Oklahoma City bombing sold to you? And now we come to the Ruby Ridge, Idaho siege. Under Clinton's administration as well, Randy Weaver was approached by two Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms agents with an offer. Spy on the Aryan Nations, a white supremacy group headquartered in northern Idaho, or go to jail. Weaver refused to become a government informer. Shortly after, a team of six U.S. Marshals ambushed Randy Weaver and his family when they trespassed onto his land on August 21, 1992. One of the marshals threw rocks at Weaver's cabin to aggravate their dog and lure them out of the house. When Weaver, his friend Mr. Harris, and his son went to investigate, they shot and killed 14-year-old Sammy Weaver. Weaver's friend Harris shot back in self-defense, killing one of the marshals. After this incident, the FBI was called in. A member of the FBI SWAT team remembered the rules of engagement as, if you see them, shoot them.
Your government, friends.
This is your government, America. This is in direct violation of the Constitution, which allows no person to become fair game for deadly force unless that person poses a threat. A 14-year-old little boy. Without the Weavers firing a single shot at the FBI, Agent Lon Harucci shot Randy Weaver in the back when he and his daughter Sarah stepped out of the cabin to see his dead son. Agent Harucci then proceeded to shoot Randy's unarmed wife, Vicky, in the head as she was standing in the doorway holding their baby, killing her instantly. Yes, I said the United States government. Harucci was indicted for manslaughter by Idaho authorities for the shooting, but the charges were thrown out. The federal government only made excuses for him, and it's also important to note that Harucci was a sniper in the Waco siege as well.
See, friends.
Subsequent testimony at the Weaver trial about the days that followed the shooting of Vicky and Sammy is even more disturbing. It was disclosed that the FBI would taunt Weaver, knowing that his wife and son were dead, by blasting a loudspeaker towards the cabin with saying such as, "Good morning, Miss Weaver. We're having pancakes. What are you having for breakfast?" Randy Weaver was eventually cleared of all charges and won a settlement from the government for over $3 million. The court also concluded that Harris acted in self-defense when shooting the United States Marshal, and he was exonerated of all charges as well. Friends, murder is wrong even if the government sanctions it. What happened at Ruby Ridge, Waco, Oklahoma City, and Columbine should never be forgotten. George Washington rightly said, a government is like fire, a handy servant, but a dangerous master.
That's actually posted on Sons of Liberty Radio right now, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook right now. If you'd like to check that video out, it's about 10 and a half minutes long. But again, friends, just like our friend Ken called in from Illinois, are we supposed to just submit to that? That's what the pastors are teaching you today. And by the way, they're not pastors, friends. They're hirelings. They're wolves in sheep's clothing. But we're told we're just supposed to submit to that. No,
yeah,
friends.
There's no way.
No, we're not called to submit to that. Nowhere.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God.
That's right.
It's amazing when you look and say, wow, that is so true. We are to obey God rather than man. And for those of you listening and you are appreciative of the Sons of Liberty, we talked about at the beginning of our 2 hours here today, all the things that we've been out and about doing, going across the globe, preaching the gospel. Literally, we're in 53 other different countries too, as well as in our own backyard where we focus and concentrate on. But for those of you who have listened and said, you know, I've listened to you guys for a while. I just love your ministry. I love what you're doing. We need your support. We had someone who called in yesterday who supported after, you know, we gave the appeal, and that's what we want. We want people to be moved into action to say, listen, I might not be able to preach, you know, and travel around the United States, but I can help. I can keep you guys out there. I can help give what I can. I can become a son or daughter of liberty. And what that is, that's monthly sponsorship where you give what you can. For some people, it's $5 a month. For some, it's $20. For some, it's $50, $100, $500. Whatever you can afford, whatever the Lord leads you to do. We are not here begging for money. We're saying, listen, we want to go out there and preach to God. Gospel to every creature without compromise, black and white, speaking forth the truth boldly as we ought to, but we need your help to be able to continue to do that. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can click the donate button in the top right-hand corner. All your donations are secure. You can also call us at 1-866-233-0747. Again, that's 1-866-233-0747. And you can also get our product right now. For the last time this week, we're highlighting The Grass Doesn't Work, The Rocks Do book. And what it is, it takes you on a journey of the downfall of society. What has happened? What have we left off? And how to turn it around? Not just the problems, but the answers. So it's a $10 donation, but monthly sponsors, again, claim their 25% off coupon by calling our office. You get that every week. So please do support us. We cannot do this without you, and you cannot do it without us. We need to link our arms together, say enough is enough, we've had enough, and take this country back to restore it to the old path.
As sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that the country they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedoms they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men. Roger Sherman, signer of the Declaration of Independence.
I've got another one great from Samuel Adams. If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animating contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsels or arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you are a countryman. That was Samuel Adams. Let our posterity not forget us, but let us be known as the greatest generation yet who stood up and took this country back.
You got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words. Thank you guys down at GCN. You guys rock. Love you by what we do. We'll talk to you Monday. See ya!
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000.
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL.